Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Prashna Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
With that, I would like to open the floor to questions and answers. Any question is welcome by Gurudev. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we will bring you the mic. Please be sure to speak into it loud and clear. Anupam will assist in bringing you the mic. And for the benefit of all our online viewers, please do speak clearly when you ask a question. Questions do not necessarily have to pertain to tonight's lecture.
Gurudev, thank you for your guidance and your continued love and wisdom. You mentioned about the fire. And so in the puja, when you do yoga initiation, you put some ghee in the fire to keep it roaring. So spiritually speaking, what is the ghee for us and our fire, keep our fire going? What do you suggest that ghee is?
Ghee is your bhavana, you see, feeling. In the beginning, it is a milk and adulterated. So, but in order to turn into ghee, you have to churn the milk, get butter, then butter is put into fire, ghee comes. You see, that ghee now is offered to God. Now it is allegorical. So you're actually offering ghee into the fire, symbolic of an internal offering that has to occur. Your feeling that was adulterated milk should become purified. It should be churned by meditation. And ego should have become the wick. And a series of sacrifices have to go on, sublimation. Put poor anger, love arises. Poor pride, humility develops. Series of sacrifices, they are the rituals, higher rituals, the real meaning behind them. Until then, all this becomes kind of a subconscious education.
Namaste Swamiji. I have often heard about the Akashic Records. So I want to know what really is the Akashic Records, and if there are people out there who really... And if there are people out there who can really read your records and tell you what happened in your past embodiments, if they really picking up truth or what it is, what you know, if they can really tell your Akashic Records, if you can read it then.
Yeah, let me give you a maturer level of answer. That whole line of thinking in that direction is extremely immature, childish, kindergarten, because even if you think that one can read details about the previous lives, which previous life? How many previous lives? What are you getting? What advantage are we going to gain out of it? And if we imagine there are Akashic records and placed in some strange mystical file, all that gives you a good color to your mind. Make people feel, oh, how much I know. See, that's just the world of computers. There are bigger computers being worked out by gods, angels. All that allows the mind to have a wonderful flamboyant imagination, but has nothing to do with spirituality. Spirituality is calming your mind, turning to God. And God will allow you to have insight and understanding needed by you according to your evolution. Right. Unnecessary insight, unnecessary details, that has no meaning.
Yes, so I understand, Swamiji, but I know there are people out there who you go to them, they charge you a fee, they sit with you for 2 to 3 hours and they tell you about your record. So this is why I wanted to come out.
That's a good
people.
Business.
Yeah. This is why I wanted to come out for those people to understand it's not worth of time. It's, you know,
that's
it's
a like good a, business.
It's a game.
It's a monkey business.
So they, right. So these people cannot really, so these people really cannot read anything. So just fooling people, sort of. That's, I needed to get that message out.
Sorry. Yeah, that's a monkey business. Yeah. They have nothing to do with the spirituality.
Right.
Yeah, that's why in the name of spirituality and religion, oh, there is terrible things go on in the world.
Right.
This is nothing.
Okay. Thank you, Swamiji.
Swamiji, you mentioned the three greatest blessings in one's life. You mentioned human embodiment. Could you elaborate on the other two also?
Mumukshutvam. First, to be embodied as a human being. Secondly, to develop aspiration for God realization. And third, to find a guide to lead you on. Guru. So that's all to it.
One more question, Swamiji. Mm-hmm. For the benefit of all, I would like for you to give a small explanation about why the necessity of a guru and what does initiation mean?
Necessity of a guru, you see, that again is a highly kindergarten question. No matter what subject you want to study, you need a guide. You want to study music, find someone who is an expert. Don't imitate him from a distance. You must have a close contact who can guide you. This being so, think of having the greatest art of life leading to liberation. And the mind wants to know, why should I have a guru? It wakes one is speechless.
So there are some people who really want to understand it more clearly.
No, but this is the answer. Even though it is not easy to digest it. The answer, even for the smallest little things, you need a guide. You want a language, learn mathematics, learn music, learn swimming. You want a guide. What we speak of this profound lesson in life, swim across the ocean of the world process. You need a guide. And that again, guide doesn't mean that you are, that relation of guide is not like ordinary guides. Guru is guiding your soul to God. So your relation with Guru is a relation with God through a channel. So if you have a Guru and Guru separates from you, passes away, that doesn't mean that now your sadhana is over. Mala broke and japa is over. Your mind almost must always understand to be in tune with Guru. You have to have satsanga. Even if you are not in close association, you can have by computer, by your internet. You can have any other source. If somewhere satsang goes on and a topic is being given, don't say, oh, he is not my guru. The guru concept has to be understood in a profound way. So much so, the highly mature state, the entire world is your guru. Sometimes you learn from a little child. Sometimes you learn from even animals. You are learning, the whole world is around you, giving you inspiration. It's real gurudom. Initiation, again, is just, it's like you went to a swimming instructor. And first stage, the instructor has to tell you, show you a pool, show you a place from where you jump or from where the swimming starts. And in the beginning, all the attention is given. In the same way, anyone who becomes deeply interested in spirituality and wants to follow a certain tradition, because different gurus will have different tradition. But one way or the other, you want to follow the path of enlightenment, be drawn to someone who inspires you and whose teachings are rational to your mind that you can understand. Having done that, as you begin to follow, automatically the teacher, seeing your mind and what type of, which aspect of God pleases you, and sometimes you are not decided, and she can decide for you. One way or the other, you are given a mantra, an aspect of God to meditate upon, the art of japa, initiated into meditation, dhyana. Along with it, you are encouraged to do integral yoga, asana, pranayama, and other things. And under that influence and guidance, you can always go on having satsanga, removing your doubts by the communication or by inspiration. As you watch and you learn, and Guru's contact simply gives you a bigger dimension. So
Namaste.
Diksha is a beginning point. What the Spanish call it, trampoline.
Namaste, Samayi. It is a difference between the self and the soul.
Self and the soul. It all depends upon the context, how you are using the word. They are the same. Soul within you is the innermost self. And the soul can be individual soul or the absolute self. It depends upon your context. The real soul in you is the absolute. You can call it absolute soul, absolute self, Brahman. These are all synonyms.
Thank you.
Swamiji, considering continuing with the same question, for a person who is just beginning the spiritual path, his soul will change considerably as he continues to climb the rungs of spirituality. Isn't that true? So in that case, the soul is not really the self. It's it'll slowly.
Well, then you are using the term soul in a different context. Soul that is dependent upon mind, identified with the mind. Mind that is dull, and the soul is identified with a dull mind, is a dull soul. As the mind becomes purified, the soul is becoming purer. Your mind is enlightened, the soul is Brahman. So it all depends how you are using the term. Individual soul changes. The individual soul is like a reflected sun in a jar of water. The reflected sun will change because the water can go on changing. But the reality of the soul is the soul, the sun. As such, that sun doesn't change. You throw away all the buckets, sun is the same.